Parshmini, there is two parashas, two extraordinary parashas, one next to each other. One is the parasha of Hakamas HaMishkan, and the Akrava of the Korbanis in the day that the Mishkan was Hukam. And immediately afterwards you have the Chet of Nadav Avihu. And the Smichas HaParashas is extraordinary. I mean, both of them are Vateitza Eish Mitzvah Hashem, and except here it's Vateichu HaMizbeach, and here it's Vateichu HaYisod. But there was a Yitzias Eish Mitzvah Hashem, both cases, and one was the faith, one was not the faith. I want to try to understand more a little bit about the Chet of Nadav Avihu. It's an extraordinary Chet, and try to understand what the God of it is. First of all, it says in the Pasuk that everybody says they took Teres, that they shouldn't have brought. It was Shalei B'Shas HaKtaris Teres, which is true, that's a Pasuk in the Pasuk. But it says that they brought an Eish that wasn't Zara, and it says that they Yekivu L'fnei Hashem Eish Zara Shalti Vaisa. The Eish is only secondary. The real problem was the Teres. There's Akhtar of Teres, need Eish. But the Pasuk seems to be madgish that it was an Eish Sarah. The Etzim Avei was the Eish Sarah. In the whole Inyan of Dir Aveira, it's very hard to get a handle of did they do a good thing, a bad thing. On the one hand, it says, the Pasuk says, B'Kor V'Kodesh, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, I didn't know who would... HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he would sanctify the Mishkan, he would sanctify the Hamikdash through a Kravei. I didn't know, I thought it was either me or you. And in the end, it was Bnei Aaron, so they were very, very chashim. So the Mashmos is killed, they did something very good. On the other hand, it says, Chazal asked, how come they didn't have Aveira? How come they were Nenash? So Chazal gave a list of Aveiras. Shtui Yayim, Pashtun the one. B'chusib Godim, Shalokol Hem Noshim, they weren't married. Or it says also in Chazal that they would walk and say, they would look at Moshe Aaron and say, when will these old people die already and will become Kohanim and Manager Klai Yisrael? So Chazal lists a few Aveiros, which is strange. If the Pasuk is saying that the Krev HaKadosh is something good, so how can listing of Aveiros? And obviously it's not something good because the Pasuk is mashma that was something bad. But how do you understand the Tzarechot that the Krev HaKadosh? It also says the Chol Yisrael Yifku as a Sreif HaShasar of Hashem by space that Klal Yisrael had to mourn it. If they would reshoy him and did something wrong, some Mistavar Klal Yisrael would mourn it as such. And on Moshe Rabbeinu it says that Kol Yisrael on Aaron HaKohen, if they were told to mourn it by saying that Etzem Nisa was Chshivas HaSos. On the other hand, there's another interweaving. The day that they brought that there was the Chanukas Habayis was a Yom of extraordinary Simcha. It says there never was such Simcha in the world as that day, and the Chodesh Nisan was a day of extraordinary simcha, with the end of Shiras Me'amiluim, and Chazal Maflik and how much simcha came to the world. So it's Mistava that they would have pushed off Avelos for later, just like somebody's Achmanis and Avel during Moed, so you push off that later. Here it's Mashma on that same day, that's why some people didn't eat, and so on. So it's Mashma says that the Kol Yisrael Yifkes HaSreifa had to be then, even though this was a day that was the most simcha day. Let's try to understand a little bit. There's an Indian over here that two things. First of all, we'll explain two or three of the Nikudis to understand the picture. The first Indian is there's a Chazal in Parshas Vayeshev. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Neira Alilos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu plots extraordinary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu schemes extraordinary plots. L'moshel, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam Bechira nominally, yet 2,000 years before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there would be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah 2,000 years before, and already the parasha of Paraduma was there that there's Misa in the world. So by saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that there would be Misa, and yet he presented it to the Marishan as if it would be up to him. Secondly, it says by Yosef and his brothers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ke'ilu punished them, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already told Avraham Avinu, Yodea Teda Ge'ezacha Beretz Elohem V'avod Avinu Yisam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already said that they would go down to Mitzrayim and everything, so it wasn't through the brother Saul and Yosef, and yet within the context of the Psukim, it's a brother Saul and Yosef. Like there's 2, 3, 4 different inyanim where Chazal call it Noir Alilas. By here also, but over there there's a music called Noir Alilas. What does it mean that something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if someone were to read the words plain without trying to get some avon in it, the mashmos is Ke'ilu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unfair Chas V'Shalom or whatever, there's Ke'ilu a tiny on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Noir Alilas. So the pshat in that Indian is that there are certain inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Be'etzim Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira so that you can choose good or bad. And the Mahalach was that we choose good. There are certain inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be megaleh to the world through Adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a person to trip up on it. And through the person being nichshol, we have a gilui of that inyanim. L'mashal, the older Chazal says David was in a royal chetzer, Yehuda was in royal, and so on. Those are all inyanim where it's an inyan of Ra which needed to be mezgala in the world. We needed to have the gilui of what happens to someone, to where the borders of the world are. And just like if you want to clear a minefield, for instance, you send out Anna Baal Chaim sometimes, and when they explode something, you know there was a mine there or something. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses Bechiras Adam to be Megala certain Yanim that he wants to be Megala. That's Noir Alilas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be Megala certain things. He needs to be done through Bechira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes uses the Bechira for that purpose. But the reason, how it's fair to the person is not the question. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila is Mitzad the Mahalchim of Gilui. It was done nominally through Bechira. It needed to be done that way, but it was done in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got what he wanted. We'll give a muscle sometimes. A person has a child that's not studying enough, but he's very bright. So what I do is I subtly throw in a question that I know he's not going to be able to answer because it was what he didn't study or whatever. And then when the child doesn't know it, he's embarrassed. He understands what it means that if you don't study, you don't know it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megalah certain in Yonim in the world, dafka through this mahalach of being machshel somebody, whether it's David, whether it's Yehuda, all those in Yonim. So, and we need to see it as somebody's michshol when it wasn't Ayman bin Yisrael. But really, the purpose of it was to teach the world something. Like it says, Lechata David Elalahakim Shal Tshuva, or Lechata Yehuda Elalahakim Shal Tshuva, Lechata David Elalahakim Shal Tshuva, the Rabbim. Those are all Tachleisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engineered that from the Michshol he should learn. So there's a broad range of Inyanim that's called Noir Alilas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about Giluyim in the world, Dafka by using people's bechira, stretching it until it snaps. And at that point, we understand how far. Just like, for instance, a person is testing a steel cable. So he takes a piece of steel cable, and he starts putting weights on it until it snaps. That's when I know the strength of the steel, and that's where I see it. I can tell it. Putting on 10 weights of 1,000 pounds a piece makes it snap. I realize that that's its maximum capacity. So there's an Hog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu where he sees to it that there are certain Giluyim in the Bria that are anomaly of Kishalom, the anomaly of failure, somebody messed up, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it in order to regala a certain very important Nekuda or Emes. How it's fair to the person, we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a dying Emes, and his mishpat is ma'isva mishpat without avol, and how a kodesh baruch hu deals with that person, that's a kodesh baruch hu's hanhaga. That has nothing to do with us. But understanding that the purpose of that chet, so to speak, the point that chet was that, that's this mahalach haner aliyah. And Chazal over here by us also, they in the parasha Rachel Mois, they kind of give over that hagosha. They say Titus went in, and nothing happened to him. A stick of eight shakit went in and it came out blossoming. And they are, none of you go in and they die. Are they worse than the stick of the shkedim? Are they worse than Titus or Russia? And Chazal give over the same akasha that it's an Indian of Meralis. They don't use that word, they don't say it there, but that's the mahalach that they seem to be saying. So our whole parasha of Nodav Aviyah is a parasha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu being megala a certain inyan, and that was very chashuv, and that's why it says b'kreve HaKadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to be miskadosh through kreve, some kveit shemayim have to come out through it. Nominally it happened with a michshol, but it's a michshol that it was done in order that some gevaldik in the kudah, some gevaldik emes comes out. And we have to understand what that Kabbalah Gemis is. The Zohar says that the Nadav Naviyu became Nisaber. The Pinchas was a Gilgal, let's call it, of Nadav Naviyu. In other words, Pinchas was the Hemshech of Avodas Nadav Naviyu. Pinchas also did something he wasn't told to do. And it was good what he did. So with Melo, that's sort of the tikkun of Nadav Aviyah. It's using Nadav Aviyah's tchuna in the right place. On the other hand, the Arizal says that Nadav Aviyah had the neshama of Adam Arishan. They were trying to be metaken the aveir of Adam Arishan, and they failed. So with Melo, that's what it got. So you have Keilu Ahemsha of the chet of Adam Arishan, the chet of Nadav Aviyah, and the mitzvah of Pinchas. They all have to be at one sheirish. As far as we're concerned, the word, the Gilgal aspect of it simply means that the maisim were a hemshech of his maisim. And those two times it failed, and in the time of Pinchas, it succeeded. Let's try to understand. So let's understand what that Nekuda is, what we're talking about. Tosfos says that the Gemara is a shayla of Gadol Mitzuv Va'isa, Gemara Ketushin, Gadol Mitzuv Va'isa or Eina Mitzuv Va'isa. The Havamina is definitely Eina Mitzuv Va'isa is bigger because he's got more than a different slave. If somebody's taxed and he has to give $100, that's not anywhere near the direct of somebody that willingly accepts the law and said, here's $100. So the parsha of the Muslim vision is definitely that mitzvah vayisa is bigger. The maskana of the Gemara is that any mitzvah vayisa is bigger. The maskana of the Gemara is that mitzvah vayisa is bigger. And the reason for it is, Taisus says, because he's mates of the doye, because it doesn't have pas besaloi. And Taisus in Avodah Zarah says he's Meitzah Doyeg, maybe he's going to slip up and do it in Aveira, do it wrong, do it in Aveira. I don't remember the lesson, but the person is scared of slipping up. So the Pashto Pshat seems to be as if it says the Pum Tzair Agra, the more Tzair a person has, that's where it's he gets more schar. So since a person who's not mitzvah v'isa has no tzar, whatever he does is good, then it's fine. The person who is mitzvah he has more schar because he's more from tzaragra. That seems to be the good. So what if the other person sweats a lot when he does the mitzvah? I mean, does it go into the normal klal of from tzaragra? I mean, from tzaragra is a side point. But here you're talking about something in principle. You're going in the principle of mitzvah v'isa versus eini mitzvah v'isa. Right, Taisos used the word, he's not mitzvaya because he has passed besalim. You know, listen, my ledger with mitzvahs is okay. It's like the person got 100 on the test, and now he's doing an extra credit question. Yeah, nishnish, the what he did, what he has already is 100, and now he has the time to do extra. So where's the hevdel between mitzvah? Where's the big yichud of mitzvah v'isa that in the mitzvah v'doyeg is where we find the mitzvah v'isa? It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim Varetz. He created the Shemayim. He made the Shemayim. V'hoyo, it says the Shemayim was mitmatchin v'holchin, they kept stretching, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die. Enough. And then it stopped. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Shakai Oyev Venera. The lotion is HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyer v'hoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at the Shemayim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there should be Shemayim. So, mitzkeach that tzivui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemayim just kept going. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu yelled at it, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was greater by it. As I'll bring a pasuk, that's when it stopped. It's strange. I mean, the gaira means that it's doing something wrong. What does it mean it's doing something wrong? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said there should be Shemayim. So it starts being. It's like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there should be mayim, there should be water. It's infinite because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and when He creates water, it's infinite. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can say stop. But the lashon goyer means as if somebody did something wrong. There's no way Shemayim could have stopped stretching. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. So where's the makom ki'ilu there was a punishment? Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu was goyer. In the Mahalach of Avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a balance between two inyanim. And two inyanim that the etzim have to be there, and yet the be'etzim assays each other. On the one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it have its own mitzias. Just like Adam was created, that he should earn his way by himself, and that's the only makom v'aveda is through bechira, and through yigiyah, and through nisayon, and through ishtadlus, and so on and so forth. That is the makom v'aveda. And therefore something that's done because you're forced to do it, that's not real aveda. If a person davens because he's forced to daven, learns because he's forced to learn, so it's lacking in avodah. Because the whole mitzvah of avodah is that the person himself be beicher. If we force somebody to do something, it's only to sort of thread the needle. But it's not. There's no avodah in anything that's being done because then the thing doesn't have its own mitzvahs. I'm not a ruchnishtik person if business kriyfim on me tayag mitzvahs and I do it only machmas kfiya. So where am I? I just like without bechira, there's no makom. So if I take the bechira away from something outside, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs and wants that I myself have my own mitzias, and this is what I want. On the other hand, if it's what I want and that's it, so there's no makom. So where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the picture? Just like if somebody keeps me company when it's nice for him. So that's not a relationship. It means today he thinks my company is pleasant. So today we're going out someplace. That's not a siachsis to me. It's cooling his person. If a person gives, if he's in the mood to be nice, he brings me food. And if he's not in the mood to be nice, he doesn't bring me. It doesn't mean that he see, so that he doesn't see me as a person who's got justifiable needs and so on. Let's say I'm being metaphor with an onion. And on a day when I feel like being about chesed, you know, today I feel like doing something good for the world. I'll send him a meal. Tomorrow he's starving and he's hungry, but I'm not in the mood to do a chesed, so I'm just not going to do it. So it becomes completely, cut off from the other person, and it becomes just me. So I have a balance of it. If I bring him food because he tells me to, that's lacking, obviously, in the divas, it's lacking in his yachsa to the person. On the other hand, if I only bring food when I'm in the mood for it, so again, that's lacking something. The balance is that I do it because I want it, and it's because what I want is him, and b'meila, I'm a siyachis to that person's gvulas, klikibla, and so on. I bring him food, I want to bring him food because what I want is to make that person happy. So I bring it when he needs it, even if I'm just not in the mood then, and I don't bring it when he doesn't need it, even if I'm in the mood. So the balance of that is yachsus is that it comes from me and it sets itself to the gvulas of that person. That is yachsus. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that needed to have its own metzias. If it wouldn't have its own metzias, that's not there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a tape recorder and doesn't need a parrot. So if the world would say Hashem Melech, because they're told to say it, that's nothing. So the world needs an akuda in itself, where mitzad itself, it's doing good. It's doing, it's existing. But it needs to shape itself to the gvulas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. The gar of me, in other words, the Shemayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yirakia, and the Shemayim, and it started stretching, that's its right metzias mitzadat nekuda. It has a nekuda of atzmius, and therefore the Rakia, it strives to be as much Rakia as possible. The gara is, it's not because it did something wrong. It's, if I talk to somebody softly and convincingly, so then what I'm doing is I'm convincing him. When I yell at somebody, it means I'm imposing my gvulas on you. Stop right here where you are. That means I've put down a gvul in front of you. If I convince you, you know, it's not such a good idea to go further, it's not so good, it's not so comfortable, and he agrees, then it's right to him. So the emes of the bria is, a bria that mitzad atzmai has a mitzias, and mitzad the mitzias that it has mitzad atzmai, it's mismateach v'hoylech, it keeps it fenny. But it takes on the shape of the makom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allocated for it. These are your gvulas. No further, it's the combination. So the ge'ara over here is not a punishment, but it's the imposition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's order and ritzoinus on us. That ge'ara is an imposition of that ritzoinus. And so the metzias of yes, of what we're doing, is ki'ilu mi'atzmeinu, it's coming. And the gvulas are cut back HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the ideal hisyachsus to another person is, that I do for him because I want to do for him, but I do for him what is good for him. The because is because I want, and it's at the ultimate, a father for a child, a father for a child gives because he wants to, and there doesn't seem to be a limit, mitzaratzmai, mitzad, he's wanting to do good for the child. But what limits it is what the child can absorb and what's good for the child. To give him too much candy is not good. So that's the combination of two midas in his yachsus. The alilos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the Bria are similar to that inyan of the Shemayim Mitmatchin until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said die. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to show the gvulas in the world. The ge'ara is ki'ilu, the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood kaviyochol at the edge, and something got burnt at the edge. The gilui of where those edges are is the gilui of those Neir Alilos. We won't talk about them, that each one is in Yifdatzman. But just because it's Nagel in your name. The other Marisha in Schet was, and being that it's the Sheirish Tekechet, it obviously includes in itself Inyanim that are Shrashim and everything. Kamal explains inside of Machloikis, the Chazal, what his Aveir was, and so on. The Sheirish of Avraham Avinu's Chet, of Adam Rishon's Chet, was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him B'Tzelem Elokim. And B'Tzad the B'Tzelem Elokim Shaboy, the inner she'if of Adam is to be Elokim as much as possible. V'yisem k'doshim, ki kodesh ani. That Adam had in himself the ultimate drive in Adam b'taharosei b'kedushosei was to be more and more doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu afata. There's a gvul. Yochel kamoini, Chazal say. Nema kikodesh oni, k'tushas ilamayel m'k'tushaska. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a gvul even on that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, k'tushas is l'mayel m'k'tushaska. Over here, Adam HaRishon, the Nochash came and said, v'yisem kelekim. So Adam HaRishon overstepped the boundary between k'toshim tiyo and yochel kamoini, between the inner striving to be as kaddish as possible, to the gvulas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed on it, and said, Ad kan, and that kisholon was the gaira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Adam HaRishon. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ha'imin ha'itzadas, that's where, it's where Adam personified, that gilui of the Shemayim et Matchin, and the gaira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ad kan. So the chet of Adam HaRishon Batzmi Yusei was a chet of doing what something that came from a mocker of Asei Toiv, of doing right, and stop and not stopping at the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was magnified before. The Mitzvah Va'isa that we said before, the Godel Mitzvah Va'isa and Shein Mitzvah Va'isa, is this pshat. Anyway, so we said, we spoke about Tosfos, that what's the difference between Meitzah V'Doeg, not Meitzah V'Doeg. It's hard to reduce it just to the Fum Tzaira Agredi. It's a little bit better, a little cheshiva. Tosfos is explaining an activity of Ruchnius, which only contains in it the desire to be as big as possible, as Ruchnius as possible, is here for good Meitzah. The other half is the worrying about maybe something's wrong. The Meitzah V'Doeg means that there's a gvul that there's not enough and there's too much. The other half, if a person doesn't act, like we said before, if I give it to the person, let's say my perspective is, I'll give him food when I feel like it. When I'm in the mood, it's a different slave of mine, and I'm in the mood. So then, if the person's never worried about it, if I'm fulfilling my thing, whatever I do is kulay lifnim shos adin. A person is worried about the test. On the extra credit, he's not worried about it. Manashach. I can only do good. It won't take away. I'm not mechuyif not. And if I do it, it's only good. So the lifnim shos adin the type of nekuda. Lifnim shos adin means there's no shur of din over there. It's free of din. There's no problem over here. That is a half of a mitzvah. The other half of the mitzvah is, I'm showing tzu to somebody. I'm not doing it because I'm in a good mood, I'm in an elevated mood, so I'm now taking a little of an answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Lekachtem Lechem. I have a tremendous desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a little of an answer. But the Shaila is, but maybe I'm messing it up. Maybe I'm doing it not right. Maybe I'm not being mekayimit enough. That element of mitzvah v'doyeg means that the mitzvah contains in itself the it contains itself the other half as well. The Lashon Chazal is Lashon Tosfos in Avazor is that yes, pas b'salag. That's what it means. Pas b'salag means I'm taken care of. There's no problems. It's a luxury. It's good. You know, if I do it, wonderful. If not, not. Like we learned in the Gemara in Naikofel, that the reason why we meet Naikofel is because I would think if I do the mitzvahs agra, but there's no einish the other half. And some of them, it was a little bit hard to understand the Havimir Maskan over here. The Havimir Maskan is what we're saying. A Naikofel means that it's not just a great kite. No. It would be nice if this would also be in place. In the Olam HaMitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, listen, there are opportunities, the world is full of opportunities, you can grow and grow and grow. No, the world has opportunities and those opportunities are responsibilities. They're not extra credit. The mitzvahs have, it's a double kli. It's toiv on the tzad of toiv. It's not just obligation, not just for paying taxes. If you don't want to go to jail, pay taxes. But it's not that you get something out of it. It's if you do it, then you do get out of it. And mitzad your tshuka and zika for mitzvahs, there should be an akuda where you're striving for it, not because you're mitzvah, but you're striving because you've had some striving for toiv. And the flip side is that if you don't do it, or if you do it wrong, or whatever it is, then there's einish there because there's something wrong. It measures up to someone else also. It's measuring up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's shtong zichtzu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you meshabish the tzur of it, then you did something wrong. So you had Adam Arishon was the first one that was nichshol in this inyan. Nadav and Avihu were whatever it is, a gilgul for Al Musagim. It means that they were hemshech of that mice. They were called Nadav. Nadav Nabiu is Nadav, the word Nadav is Lashon Nedivah Slave, Lashon Nadvonus. The Rashbam points out, Rashbam over there in Shmini points out that they made a mistake because they learned from what they saw around them. For 7 days, Klal Yisrael had to, the Kohanim had to bring their own ash. Moshe brought their own ash. It was all their own ash. And they wanted to, they figured they would do the same thing. And as B'yem HaShmini, that, and Rashbam says that very well, because B'yem HaShmini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be ash l'mayla. The difference is, true, the first Nekuda is always the ash that you bring. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his ash. Just like it says that the Acheretz Kadma L'Torah means the Mahalach of Ovis, that Ovis were all done by Nedivah Slave, and Ovis were not were any Mitzvah Vaisa, the Mahalach of any Mitzvah Vaisa comes before Mitzvah Vaisa. Because the first Nekuda is the Nedivah Slave, the first Nekuda is that the Shemayim, the Kiyas Mitmateach, that it keeps stretching, because the Nekuda, the beginning Nekuda is always that the person has a sense of self who wants to expand and become greater or bigger. But then on that you impose a tzivui. Here also, you start it with 7 days where you bring your own. On the eighth day, the Eish Melamayla comes and becomes the kviyas. In the Bilyut HaTrumah and the Mishkan also, we point out a few times, it starts with V'yikhuli, the Eish Kifinit Nidras Libay, that everybody gives kefi what he wants, and then it becomes that the vayasu kashetziv Hashem, that everything is done kitziv Hashem. It starts because Kaisel pours out, and then what to do with it and how to shape it and how to form it. It was extraordinarily strong and kletziv. So Nadav Naviyu wanted to go back to that mahala. And that's where they were nichshol. All the inyanim that Chazal point out are the averus, so to speak, are all of that ilk. The shtui yayin means that a person pushes his limits of hakara past what he has. A person has gvulas of seichel, of regesh, and so on. And yayin is an eish zara, a person becomes more excited through yayin. A person it pushes through yayin. It's past the gvulas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. Mechusha begadim, or also the beged, is something that's magbul the person. All of the inyanim that Chazal point out are inyanim where kaviyachol they wanted to disregard the gvulas and so on. The Chazal, which seems to be sort of as Chazal say that they looked at Moshe and said, when will these two Zkenim die already so we can take their place? So what's the pshat? If they were so grub, so crude, so crass, then it's not shaykh even to say the Krei V'Kaddish. I mean, Krei V'Kaddish means, he said, you know, I'm a chal shekhin Rosh Yeshiva, and you're chal shekhin Kohen Gadol, and just these two old guys, when will they die already? I mean, it's unthinkable that this would be called the Krei V'Kaddish. The Teretz was, not even if you had an akuda. They had a certain inyan to bring to this world, and they knew that they had to bring it to this world. And b'meila, they felt that Moshe and Aaron were staring that Nakuda from coming out. There were very, very difficult gvulas. Here they are, they know that they have an Nakuda Ptusha that has to be there, and it seems that Moshe and Aaron are an obstacle to bring out that Nakuda. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Krei V'Kaddish, so the Averis were Averis, but their Sheirish Avera was the Ratzin of Kirva. It's in Averis that are royal Gnai Muchlat, Averis that come from a Ratzin for Richut. Here the Bekirvosam was good, but there was a lacking of Lufnei Hashem. There was a lacking of that. So it's a certain Gili, the Mises Bnei Aaron was a certain Gili that Adkan, a person is supposed to keep going, and there are gvulas that he's supposed to stop at. That was Pinchas. It says by Pinchas that he did it by himself. Not quite. It says it's called halacha vein moirin kein. Kanoi program was halacha vein moirin kein, which means it's within the area of the gvulas. But it's the mitzvah ve'oisa that's in a mitzvah ve'oisa. It's the it says of that Pinchas told Moshe, "Halei biriditcha mehar Sinai limaratonu kanoim pagan boy." It's very, very fascinating. What do you mean biriditcha mehar Sinai? As you're walking down Har Sinai, like you said, oh, there's one more halacha I forgot, and that's kanoim pagan boy. Biriditcha mehar Sinai means it comes from Har Sinai, but it's not on Har Sinai. Even in Torah itself, there's a mokoim of lifnei mishuras hadin, but lifnei mishuras hadin shtolz achzu to the din. To know how to do something lifnei mishuras hadin, you also need a mahalach. The Ramchal, when he speaks about doing things that are midas chasidus, he says you have to understand the halacha very well to be midas chasidus. You have to be royal lekach. It's also a hemshech. Lifnim shows that it means you recognize the din, and you understand where the hemshech of the lifnim shows that it is. But it's shtolzach tzutim shows that it is. That was the tikkun of Pinchas. A lot of inyanim. The mikshol for a person who's a prosta person is because he wants to do prosta things. That mikshol is understandable. That's where we're born, with taibas, with taharas, that's what we do, and that's bad. A lot of the mikshol for a person who's a little bit edler, a person who wants to do something right, a person has a she'ifa for something, a person makes himself she'ifas, and something comes along that breaks it. But for example, a person needs to learn something. He has a kriyas. He wants to finish doing an shakla b'tari last block, and then a mitzvah comes along that no one else can do it, and he has a chiyuv to do it. If the person decides to, here's an isoyan where is your good coming from? Are you learning because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was mitzvah? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to stop now. or are you learning because or you're learning because you got to like it? And Baruch Hashem, your realization is that you realize yourself through Ruchnis, but it's still yourself. They told over the Chaznish, they once told over B'Shem and Adam Gadol, that he used to learn on Tisha B'Av, because he said Torah is worth even being hit for. In other words, it's also to learn, but Torah is worth it. Chaznish got very upset. I said, what's Torah? Torah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'gizei Yom V'Laila. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, except for Tisha B'Av, then it's except for Tisha B'Av. There's no, it's not the Pshat Torah broke off from Tayag Mitzvahs and became a religion on its own. It's part of that. The test, and for a person whose life is a little more ruchnius, a person who does things that are good, and so on, the understanding, I mean, going back to that Marshal Nadav Aviyu, it's an awesome thing. Nadav Aviyu knew very clearly that they have the right hechatimtza. They have a certain akuda that has to come to the world. And they realize that every day that Maishra Aaron are around, it's not happening. So the frustration is, here is the Shemayim are waiting to be mitmateach, and there's gvulas there, there's Maishra Aaron there. And the emes is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put those gvulas down. And that very koyach that you have in you to be mispashit, and to be mashpi and so on, that same koyach is, it's not you. On the one hand, you have to feel it's you. And on the one hand, the drive and the cheshek is because it's you. On the other hand, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it there. The gvulis on the outside, the mitzvah on the outside, tells me that the nedivas lev is also beridicho me'ar Sinai. That it's all, there is no room for self. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yihira kia, Rokia gets a mitzias, and it's mitmateach mahoilech, because that's the mitzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a sheifa for ruchnius, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the sheifa has to be as powerful as any sheifa that a person has that's his own. But the test of it comes at the gvulas. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no players here, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no Eitz Hadas, so if the person stops at that point, then he glory Muslim Afreya that whatever he does have is because that's Be'etzim Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person Chalil Chas crosses that boundary, then it's a glory that everything is because himself. So Baruch Hashem is a little bit of a nobler self. His self is a little bit edler, and it's not looking for greed or taiva or whatever it is. It's looking for ruchnis. But it's he was menatik in a certain sense the ruchnis. It's an eish zara. We asked, why is the eish stress over the k'tayris? Because it wasn't only what they brought, the mucker for the ash is the mucker for burning the prayers. That's all. And that's why he said that, and that's why this was the test on the first few days of the was supposed to be ash from themselves. The eighth day was supposed to be ash that comes from Lamaila. And when a person has those moments, a person who is a Ben Aliyah, a person who is Shayef, a person who does right things and develops a tshuka to do it, and it becomes himself, that's what it should be. But the test is when there's an Issayim, when the Torah gets in the way. The person made a certain she'ifa, and the Torah puts a foot down and says, Ad Kan and Sulay. If a person is able to hold it at that point, then it's a glory milsit, then even his so-called own is part and parcel of Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Cholul V'Chas, the person transgresses that boundary, then it becomes a pircha, then the whole thing already, it became incorporated in his ego. It's not anymore HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, it's his own ego. And the real binyan, and that conflict is the real binyan of a person. The ge'ayra that stands there, mitzad atzmai, the person is mitmateach v'hoylech, Mitzad his own / HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ifas, there is boundless, and a person's mitzias is to keep expanding ruchnis weiter and weiter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gaira at a certain point is the glory milsum afreya that his sense of self is ratzna, is really ratzna HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.